I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want to talk about these Cubs and what they're doing.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're delighted to welcome in Theo Epstein. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Theo. How are you?
Morning, Theo.
Hey, morning, guys. Doing great, thanks.
Fun game last night. Fun to see Wilson Contreras kind of get going and grand slam. All of a sudden, the offense looks pretty good when a guy's hitting a couple of homers and driving in five runs and a grand slam obviously helps. Were you involved in the – is it a group decision or is it Joe's decision when you decide not to play him in the first game of that series, even though his splits against Ivan Nova were pretty impressive?
Yeah, no, that's Joe's decision. I think, you know, we always have the opportunity to get feedback and discuss things that we want to discuss. But, you know, I think you have to look at the big picture, and getting Wilson enough rest is never fun in the moment. But I think it's something that should pay dividends towards the end of the year. And, you know, he probably played too much last year, and making an effort to cut that back, especially when you've got a guy like Caratini swinging the bat well from the left side, and against Nova, who usually struggles against lefties, and Vic's done a great job working with Cole as well. So it was a decent matchup for him. Obviously, you know, anytime you don't have Wilson's bat in the lineup, it hurts. But that's just one of those where you got to look at the big picture, and you know, not usually one player. You know, anytime you lose, you could say one player would have made a difference, but you just got to look at the big picture. And team-wide, we didn't have a great approach against Nova and paid the price the other day.
Going back to that first night, Theo, of the series, I just wondered, obviously, it was a magical night for Eloy Jimenez because the home run, you were on the other side of that, certainly, and the loss hurts. But I just wonder how mixed your feelings were because of how involved you were in bringing Eloy to the Cubs organization. Obviously, the trade everyone has talked about, but you got to know him and his family pretty well. Just wondered how that moment struck you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in the moment, we're trying to win a ball game, and it's a tie game, so none too happy. But, you know, again, taking a step back, he's a great kid. You know, we're involved, obviously, in signing him and his development, and it was you know, tough moment to trade him, something that, you know, we felt, you know, served our interest for this window that we're in, and it doesn't mean we don't wish him well, just not against us. And that was one of those moments where his growth came against us. So wish him all the best and all the luck in the world going forward. Hopefully we pitch him a little bit better. Like we found a way last night to keep him on the ground and neutralize him. And it's gonna be a battle 4 to 6 times a year for a long time against him.
Theo, we know that that Edbert Alzolay probably would have been up last year if it wasn't for the lat injury, and now here he comes and is ready to perhaps make his debut, but he's not going to start the game. Tyler Chatwood is going to start, and certainly Chatwood had a great spot start in April. Was that a close call? And you know, I think it was Bruce Levine who told us that Chatwood is very popular within the clubhouse, and there was a feeling that that was his turn, and the players really wanted him to go. Do you take that sort of thing into consideration?
Yeah, I think you take every factor into consideration, you know, some more than others. I think, you know, Tyler is someone who signed here for 3 years. He had a choice of many different clubs and signed here as a starting pitcher. Obviously, last year did not go well at all, and he took responsibility for that. Worked really hard, made some adjustments, and has put himself in a much better position this year, and has thrown the ball really well, and has accepted a bullpen role like a real pro. That said, you know, he sees himself as a starting pitcher. He is a starting pitcher. And so when that opportunity arises, like it did against the Diamondbacks 6 weeks or so ago, you know, he was ready and did a great job. So you do have to factor that in. Passing him up when the opportunity arises is you know, not the most fair thing in the world. And that said, Advert is somebody we think is ready to and profiles best long term as a starting pitcher. But the way the schedule fell, we all put our heads together and we saw a solution that we think works well for all parties and especially for the team. You know, Tyler is not really that stretched out, so it's not fair of us to expect him to go really deep in the game. And Advert also is somebody, he hasn't got up past, I think, 87 pitches this year as he worked his way back from the injury he suffered in spring training. So splitting this game seemed like a really good solution, especially coming off the off day Monday. We didn't want to slot both guys in the rotation, and all of a sudden you're given starting pitchers the two extra days, which they feel gets them out of the rhythm as opposed to just one extra day. So this gives us a lot of optionality going forward. Hopefully, most importantly, hopefully it helps us win the ball game today. Hopefully both guys pitch well and give the bullpen a little bit of a breather. And then we have the opportunity next time through, since we're in the stretch, we're starting a stretch now of 17 games in a row without an off day, where there's always the possibility that both guys see starts the next time through, or maybe a couple times through, which would give our veteran starting pitchers an extra day's rest. And we've really leaned on those guys. They've gone every fifth day for a while now, up until this past off day. Like I said, another stretch of 17 in a row. So, you know, there's a lot of different ways we could go from here, but certainly the possibility of both guys making starts could serve everyone's interest.
Theo, did something you see in Kyle Hendricks' MRI that Jed said revealed the shoulder impingement make you less optimistic about than you sounded last week when you first talked about the injury? And did it affect your timetable for his return at all?
No, not at all. That impingement is the cause of the inflammation, and that was actually good news. What you're guarding against, what you're hoping against, is some sort of structural damage or some sort of pathology in there that is going to be a more serious or longer term problem or something chronic. And everything was in good shape structurally. So there's always a reason for the inflammation. It just doesn't happen on its own. A minor impingement was good news, something that we can manage, something that we think we're out in front of, and was what we anticipated. Doesn't change his timetable at all. Now, that remains to be seen what that is. We're going to treat it conservatively and make sure we wipe this thing out so he can take his turn the rest of the season.
We were talking about Craig Kimbrell and his 8-pitch performance, and I know this is going to sound silly, but my response was, boy, he went a long way to throw 8 pitches. And I don't know if I wanted him to walk somewhere. I don't know what I wanted, but it was 8 pitches. How do you get a closer up and running? You know what I mean? I know he's doing a lot of work. He's doing a lot of different things, but maybe he pitches tonight. Is that the next chance, right? He didn't pitch yesterday. So it's just a lot. How do you get him going?
They're not all going to be 8 pitches. if you're going to have an 8-pitch outing, it's not bad to have it the first time, because really that first time out for him, it's been a while since he had to get ready in the middle of a game and felt a little bit of adrenaline. Not saying a triple-A game out in Sacramento really gets his blood pumping, but it's just important to get out there and pitch to live hitters and in a competitive situation. And I think his first pitch was a comebacker right to him, so it's good he had to field his position and move around a little bit. So they're not all going to be 8 pitches, and he'll get stretched out. But it's a process. We're not rushing. We didn't have him go back out there for a second inning, which wouldn't have been wise, just so he can get his pitch count up and get back here. He has to go through a progression. It's not just about getting ready to pitch in one major league game. It's about trying to recreate that foundation of work and build up that you get in spring training that serves you well over the course of the season. So he's obviously not going to get a full spring training, but we hope he can get kind of a condensed one here in the work he's getting in.
Theo, you guys have 117 home runs, which is third in the National League. You're last in the league with runners in scoring position, batting average-wise, with .243. Joe last night after the game said, relying on the home run to some degree is a bad method. As often as you guys do hit them, it is a bad method, and he wants it all. He wants guys getting walks and not striking out. And when you look at your offense, where are you with it? And as you kind of decide what direction to go to try to you look at this every day and every hour of every day, how do you fix it?
Yeah, I mean, there are some really good building blocks there. I mean, hitting for a lot of power. He's over third in home runs. That's a good thing. We don't want that to go away. We lead the league in walks, which is huge. So, you know, the combination of getting a lot of guys on base, which we do, not the last couple of weeks, but overall we do, and hitting for power, that's a great combination. And so the last step is to finish that formula off is to hit with the runners in scoring position, which is a fickle beast. And you know, we've too often been on the wrong side of that. So it's something that's a real focus. I actually thought we performed really well in that area the first month or so of the season. We were driving the runs at a pretty good clip. We had a whole field approach. We were driving the ball to the opposite field. We sort of good combination of situational awareness, patience, and an understanding of what the pitcher was trying to do to us with the runners in scoring position. It's something we've really gotten away from over the last month or so. And I do think it, you know, what we saw early shows that it's in there. And what we've seen late shows that it requires a lot of attention because, you know, the nature of our group sometimes we can go into these long funks where we don't perform in those situations. I think, you know, some of it is sort of mental, some fundamental, but just to ignore it because these things tend to even out over time doesn't make a lot of sense because it doesn't always even out over time for us. So, yeah, it's got our attention. I think, you know, honestly, I'd be more concerned if we just had a run of performance like we had in the second half last year where we weren't hitting for any power, we weren't walking, we weren't getting the ball in the air, and so you don't even have the opportunity to hit the runners in scoring position. That's more, you know, that's something that's a greater red flag. I mean, you're not giving yourself a chance offensively. I think we have a potent offense that has a tendency to sort of get in the ruts and doesn't perform quite as well with runners in scoring position the way we're going right now. So requires attention, but I think it's certainly something that's going to come around.
He's Theo Epstein. You're listening to Mully and Haw on The Score. We've got a couple more questions for him. And Theo, you know, one of the guys that we haven't talked much about is Addison Russell. And, you know, you mentioned the ground ball rate. I think his ground ball rate has really kind of gone up since a couple of years ago. Has he been battling some confidence issues just with the different role that he's in and all the other things that have gone on? Where do you see him right now in his development as this season is going on?
Yeah, you know, with him, I think it's actually a physical thing. He bruised that hand and wrist really badly a few weeks ago. He was starting to really come around, swing the bat well, and that it's been a bruise that has really lingered throughout his sort of hand and lower forearm. And you noticed he obviously always has an issue trying to hold on to the bat. He's just one of those guys that lets go of the bat sometimes, unfortunately. But you saw how frequently he was doing it over the last couple of weeks in the Dodger Stadium. I think this, you know, his hand has just been slower to heal. It's been giving him a little bit. It's been an issue that he's had to manage, let's say. And that might be affecting his production a little bit. So need to get him healthy and get him going into this mix. He was a little rusty early when he first came back, and then we liked what we saw. Starting to drive the ball, opposite field gap a little bit, hit those two home runs to the big part of the field, and then you're right, he's kind of fallen off and hasn't been able to get the ball in the air. I think that's something that should come around as he's feeling a little bit better.
Talking to Theo Epstein in the front office show was presented by the Magellan Corporation. And Theo, the way the ball keeps jumping off the bats, especially on a night like last night, Joe said it was like an ET thing. He used the word extraterrestrial to describe it. And just wondered from your perspective, it's impossible not to notice. And you look at the numbers and you see the anecdotal evidence as well. You can see with your own eyes. Is there a formal way to address this, and what is your level of concern?
I mean, it's the same for everybody. So I think, you know, the ball's obviously carrying it better this year. It's shown it doesn't have quite as much drag, and so that means it's going to carry farther. It's just part of the playing environment. Every year there's going to be different variables with how the ball is playing or the weather, different environmental things, the strike zone changes. Different environmental things that affect the batter pitcher dynamic, and they apply the same to everybody. So, you know, you just have to figure out what it rewards. And when the ball's carrying like it is this year, it just rewards the team the teams that make a lot of contact and get the ball in the air. And so it's just important that we continue to do that. But it's certainly helped us as much as it's hurt us.
I know you guys break down everything and look at all of it. And one of the weird things has been your road record this year. And the most recent trip, you know, maybe it's the level of opponent, but all in all, it's kind of, and I've heard a thousand theories that the strike zone does change on the road. There are other issues. Why is the road record not better?
I don't know. Yeah, that one's hard to pin down. I think it's not something that's in our DNA. I think we've been a pretty good road club right. The last few years. I think we're certainly capable of that. I don't think there's anything different about this year's team that makes us worse on the road. I just think we've had a few bad trips in a row where it's just coincided when we haven't played our best baseball, but certainly something if we want to get where we need to go, we have to turn it around. And I think we will. You know, this has been a rougher stretch of schedule looking back the last 6 weeks or so, and no excuse for not playing our best baseball. But all that means, if you sort of tread water during the rougher stretches, it means that you have to, you know, assert yourself and put your foot down again in those stretches of schedule that give you an opportunity to really dominate. And this is a very competitive division. And if you ever are in a position to have a chance to separate yourself from the field, it's important to do that. We sort of had our first crack at it a month or so ago. We were up 3-4 games and you know, we let the division come back to us. So it's time to try to get some separation again.
Theo, it's not necessarily a baseball issue or a roster concern, but earlier this week, the White Sox and the Rangers announced plans to put protective netting all the way from foul pole to foul pole at their stadiums. And as a team president, can you talk about and what are the level of discussions the Cubs have had in regard to Wrigley Field?
Yeah, you know, it's a really appealing move and something that makes a lot of sense. I know our business side guys have looked at it. We did extend the netting. With the way our dugouts are really much farther down the line now, I think they feel like we're in a pretty good spot for now. But obviously, the more protection, the better off. I think we're taking some cues from Major League Baseball on this issue. But I think our guys will continue to meet internally with just the goal of making the obvious goal for all of us is making things as safe as they can possibly be for fans and especially families that bring young children to the ballpark.
Thanks a ton, Theo. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Theo.
All right, guys. Take care.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.